Welcome to Intuitive Art Sales. This is the show where I, Jessica Craddock, am going to teach you how to source your art marketing from within. You're going to practice claiming that authentic art business that you want and leading it to the most natural way for you to get there. You're going to learn to get connected to your intuition, your confidence, and your community so that you can sell your art consistently while holding strong boundaries on your work-life balance. Hello and welcome back to Intuitive Art Sales. Today I'm going to be talking to Debbie Downey, who is a face painter and balloon twister turned muralist. Isn't that cool? Right now in her business, she's working towards making more money per commission or mural, as well as getting away from working nights and weekends. She's really excited about kids' spaces and small businesses, and she wants to know how to find more of these clients in a short time frame so that she can make more money with her art. If your own art business would benefit from learning how to reach out to create clients, this is an excellent conversation for you to listen in on. So with that, let's get into it. Welcome back to Intuitive Art Sales. I am here with Debbie, and we're going to be talking about how to move her mural business forward in a way that feels really good for her. So, Debbie, let's talk about this a little bit more. You mentioned you love kids' murals. You also mentioned you're kind of in a space where you're taking whatever it is that comes your way. Let's just chat through it a little bit. What's happening in your business?
Okay. Well, I guess first I should say I'm still in the get the ball rolling stage. But this is like round two because I had a baby a year ago. So I had felt like I was just getting things going, getting this stream of people coming in, asking about murals. And then I got pregnant and tired and took a long break. So now I'm like trying to pick that back up. So there hasn't been a whole lot lately. Like when I say I'm taking what's coming, it's the tiniest strip. So lately I've got to do a mural for a nonprofit. It's on the side of a community fridge. That one was great. And the most recent one, I just painted one 2 days ago at a children's dental office.
Cool. How'd you get those?
Okay. So the first one, I think they just found me online. And this most recent one, actually, I've been just waiting to develop my relationship with them a little more before I ask how they found my information, because I just got an email.
Yeah. So, okay, so they're finding
you. I'm going to explore that more.
Maybe online, maybe through a referral, something along those lines. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what do you want your business to look like in 2 years?
In 2 years, I really want that mural business where I'm like, oh, I'm booked the next few months out. And I have my minimum is raised, like my minimum for projects. And, you know, I'm taking the stuff that I'm really excited about and not just the ones that make me drag my feet.
Right. It sounds like the primary motivation here is to be bringing in an income. Does that sound accurate? Yeah. Okay. What is that? And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. What do you charge for a mural right now?
I'm charging around $20 per square foot.
Okay. And does that feel like a good price moving forward, or are we?
No, it's a beginner price. I've been told from other artists in my area that's the low end, like that's the starting point. And sometimes I'm charging below that.
Okay.
Depending on the complexity.
And I don't want to say like, what's your end goal? Because the end goal is to consistently grow it forever, right? But in order for you to feel like this is worth it to you, what do you need to be bringing in a 3 month period right now for it to feel like this is working?
Okay. In a 3 month period. So really, I guess my first goal is just to match what I was making in the past. Pre-COVID, I was just exclusively running my entertainment business, doing face painting and balloon twisting. And I was successful at that for years and years. And COVID kind of came in and, you know, slowed things down majorly. And I also had kids at the same time. So I had intentions before having kids that, you know, I was looking for what I was going to move on to next so that I'm not always working nights and weekends.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to match what I was making then, which last year's was like $20,000 every 3 months.
Okay. $20,000 for 3 months with no nights and weekends is like, that's where I'm headed next. That's
mostly no nights and weekends.
Mostly no nights and weekends.
As long as it's mostly, I'm good. I did just paint a mural over the weekend.
You know, we got to start somewhere, I guess.
Yeah. But I love doing it.
Yeah. So if it's $20 a square foot at that price point, how many would you have to be doing in order to get to that amount approximately? I know they're all different.
Oh, math. Okay.
I'm not good at math either, but I can help. I can pull up a calculator.
You got a calculator?
Talk me through it.
Okay. So, I mean, I'd like to get to the point where my projects are at least in the $1,000 range. You know, I want to be like that $1,000, $1,500 minimum. That would be my first goal. Of course, I would love to do bigger ones. I would love to have murals so big, I need to hire multiple artists to come work with me. I love doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what.
Okay. Different question.
Okay.
If we took the two last ones that you did and totaled the price and divided it by two, can you do that math in your head or do you want me to do it?
Oh, I can't because I'm actually not done with my previous customer. So I'm still designing another wall for them. And the one before that was a nonprofit. It was a unique project.
Okay. But we have to start somewhere. So if you're saying I would like it to be $1,000 to $1,500.
With normal pricing, the nonprofit mural, I normally would have charged about $1,000 or $1,200.
Okay.
And the one I'm doing right now, I think it's going to end up actually around the $1,200, $1,300 range.
All right. So backtracking. First, you said my next goal is $20,000 for 3 months and mostly not nights and weekends. And then you said, well, actually, the next thing I want to hit is $1,000 to $1,500 minimum. So that's step one. And even though you gave them nonprofit pricing, I think we should still qualify that as we're hitting that goal.
Hitting that goal. Okay.
Okay. So we got two under our belt. So then is the next goal, we're breaking this down like baby steps. $20,000 for 3 months. That's okay. That's what I do. Or is the next goal mostly not nights and weekends? Which one do we prioritize?
Well,
yeah.
See, the not nights and weekends is already kind of prioritizing itself because I am still working some weekends with my other business.
We said mostly.
Yeah.
Okay.
So honestly, doing this children's dental mural was kind of a conflict in interest. And I was like, I want to do more children's dental offices. And yeah, their office hours are when my kids are in school.
Okay. So the reason why I'm asking all of these like really nitpicky questions is I want to figure out what do we do next in order to reach next highest priority. So I kind of think about you're either in one of two places. You're in crap, I need money now. Or I am safe and okay and I can cover my bills. And if I don't hit that huge goal or small goal or whatever size goal right now, it's okay. I'm growing toward it in a sustainable way. If we were in number one, money now, we would be working more nights and weekends than we wanted to in order to hit the money goal. If we were safe and secure and I want this, but I can let it take longer, then we can prioritize the mostly not nights and weekends over the 20,000. Does that make sense? That
yes, yes. Okay. I guess I'm more in the second. I'm in the second group. I am okay. And I am, you know, I have my other business going that is filling up my weekends so that I don't have to worry about the speed of the mural business.
So our first goal was $1,000 to $1,500 projects. In order to get to 20,000 in 3 months, we would have to, let's say they're 1,200, because I think that's the quote you gave me. We're going to do math on the calculator, which means that would be 16 murals in 3 months divided by three would be approximately 5.5 a month. How does that number feel to you?
That feels like too many. I feel like I should be aiming for bigger projects, more focus on the client.
So if we then have the question of, I could say, I would rather do $2,000 murals and turn down people who ask who will not hit that number, or I would rather take the business as it comes and gradually work my way up to charging more, taking fewer. Which road do you choose?
I feel like the taking it slower and building it up might be the right one for me right now.
Okay. There's no wrong answer here. It's just about getting really clear about what do I say yes to and what do I say no to, and feeling good about that choice because you made it very consciously.
Yeah. No, I feel like I'd rather say yes to the small projects right now, as I feel like I'm still figuring out my process.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
For designing, for executing, and my relationship with my customers.
So if a $2,000, $5,000 mural comes along, we're not going to turn it down because we're still figuring that out, of course. But we're also not going to turn down the $1,000 ones because it's a stream of income that's coming in and helping us.
That's how I feel about it right now.
Meet more connections.
I feel like it's putting more work in my portfolio, giving more practice on the design end. And I feel like some of those are going to lead to other opportunities down the road.
Right. So right now we're pretty open-ended. Like we're going to take it for now.
Yeah.
But I like to personally have some parameter that I am working toward in order to get closer to what I want it to be. So earlier you said, I really like things that have to do with kids, whether it's a kid's room, a kid's dentist office, a kid's whatever.
I mean, I don't really want to only do kids stuff.
Oh, okay. Tell me more.
It's fun. It's fun. And I do love these ones more in public spaces that are geared towards children. I'm enjoying those. I don't really want to be stuck in like nurseries and kids' rooms. And I would love to do, more businesses and more public spaces.
Got it. Does that include nonprofits or no?
Yeah.
So the parameter, I like to think about this kind of like an art school assignment, whether it's high school, college, whatever that is, where the professor says, okay, you get a 18 by 24 sheet of paper and you get to use pencil only, and then you can draw whatever you want. Or I get an 18 by 24 piece of paper, I can use pencil only, and you have to draw the still life. It's like we're giving ourselves assignments of what we want to get more of. Uh-huh. So far we have things that are in public spaces, probably businesses, probably nonprofits. Those are the people we want to aim toward. That's our assignment we're giving ourselves. We are not currently putting a minimum on it because we want to build that portfolio and our contacts, but maybe that's the next parameter that gets added.
Yeah.
So how many would you feel comfortable having under your belt before you say, okay, I want to move to 1,000 is my minimum? The more clearly we can define this, the more clearly we can move forward.
Yeah. No, I guess I hadn't realized. I have not clearly defined any of this stuff in my head.
That's okay. That's okay.
That's why I signed up for this. Okay, so how many before I decide it's time to have a minimum? I don't know. I feel like it'd be more like the number of requests I have coming in. If I'm feeling that security of the work is finding me and I'm not like grabby trying to get it, that would make me feel more secure in setting that minimum and turning away smaller projects.
Okay. So with your own parameters that you have set, you said, I have a certain amount coming in before I start moving up the ladder of minimums. How many do you need? I feel like I'm being really annoying right now.
It's okay. No, you want a specific answer. Okay.
I want a real specific answer.
Let's get specific. Like, let's see. Or, you know, it might just come down to next fall. I'm like, let's do it. It's time.
Okay. Let's do it and or.
Okay.
So either A is happening or I hit next fall and I'm just going to do it.
Okay.
What is A?
Okay. A, let's say 10 more murals.
Okay. So I either get 10 murals or September 1st hits, whichever comes first. I then move into, I have a $1,000 minimum.
Okay.
Does that feel good?
That feels good. It might even need to be like $1,500 minimum.
Great.
I'll say that. Okay. I'm right.
$1,500 minimum. All right.
Okay.
How do we get 10 murals? How do we speed this up?
Oh, well, that's how I came to find your podcast. I heard you on Artist Academy podcast.
Andrea's.
And yes, Andrea's. And she said, okay, so what would be your advice to a mural artist like me getting started? You said, let me tell you what I wouldn't do. And I felt like you saw me. I felt a little called out. And
sorry.
I was like, oh my gosh.
Not,
she's
sorry,
right.
Not sorry.
So, okay. Yeah, you had said basically don't hide behind your social media and your computer. And, you know, you need to actually like reach out to people. And so that I know that's what I need to do. I need to just cold call, go into places, talk to people, tell people I'm doing murals, that I want to do more murals. Yeah.
Andrea, she was on my podcast. It hasn't come out yet. We flip-flopped. And that conversation was about how would you go knock, knock, and go get a mural. So that'll be good. You'll enjoy that.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But in the meantime, part of the reason why we put parameters on this in the first place is so we know what we do and don't want to knock, knock for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey there, fellow artists and creative souls. This one's for you. If you're tired of the hustle, the endless marketing strategies that just don't feel like you, and the struggle to find the consistent income from your art, listen up. I want to introduce you to the Consistent Income for Artists program. It's not just another art marketing course. It is your personal roadmap to authentic sales and a more fulfilling creative life. Imagine finally getting paid what your art is worth while still having time to enjoy what you love most. Are you ready to stop playing small and start seeing tremendous growth without losing sight of your art's true essence? It's time to become a better artist, not just in your creations, but in your marketing too. And let me tell you, we've all been there, feeling the self-doubt creeping in, burning out, playing small. But here's the thing, it's not your fault. It is time for an upgrade. One of our artists, Laura, said, I had a lot of self-doubt in my brain trying to talk me out of it, but I did all the things you said and it totally worked. It's not about passion versus money. It's about both. So join us and discover the secret to selling your art authentically, building confidence, connecting with your dream buyers, and creating a structured yet flexible marketing plan. I'm Jessica Craddock, and I have helped countless artists like you make 3 times more in their art sales within the first year. My consistent income program focuses on growing as a person just as much as the doing so that you can actually get ahead of the game this time. This program is for you if you're ready to make your big vision a reality, connect with the right people, and build a community that fuels your creativity. It's time to trust yourself. Get out of your comfort zone and leave the world a little bit more beautiful with your art. Don't settle for mediocrity if you can have more. Sign up for consistent income today and let's redefine your artistic journey together. You've got this. I've got your back. If you want more information, you can either visit my website, or check out the show notes from this podcast to learn more and take the first step towards artistic success. And if you're not quite ready to sign up now, send me an email at jessica@theartistmarket.co with any thoughts or questions you have, and we'll decide if it's right for you together. Talk soon. We don't want to go tell all our friends, I do murals and nurseries. I mean, you might get 10 murals from doing that, but that's right. Not the direction we want to move toward. So if we had to pick something that we would be able to work on ideally during normal work hours that's in a public space with a business, a nonprofit, if you could have anything you wanted, where would you start?
So, I mean, I got this one pediatric dentist mural and I was like on fire writing down the names and numbers of all the local children's dental offices in my area. And I reached out to a few. And now I just have my eyes peeled for new businesses. Like I saw like a new, some sort of workout place opening up nearby me and found them on social media, the owner's social media. And I was just like, hi, congrats. I see you're opening a new studio soon. You need a mural? And they actually responded, but it was a no. You know, and that's something I'm still discovering about myself too is what I like to paint, who I like to design for and who my ideal customer is. That's a lot of that is still a big question for me.
And that's okay because you get to figure that out as we go. But any parameter we can put on it will help us to narrow. So public spaces, businesses, nonprofits, maybe kids. That's what we've got so far.
Yeah. Okay. So I'd love to do schools too. I've had a few schools reach out to me that I'm like trying to keep in touch with on ideas.
The common theme that I'm mostly hearing, not 100%, but mostly hearing is I'm waiting for them to come to me.
Yeah. Like, wait, well, I don't want to wait. I know I need to not wait. I need to go out to people. So this is a very new development for me that realizing I really need to focus on this. So
it's a good development to have when you reach that point where you're like, I don't need to wait for people. I need to go get it. That's kind of a game changer moment.
I think it is. I'm changing my perspective on it in the last few weeks. So I'm just kind of pushing myself to get started. And it's feeling a lot better than, you know, when I first heard you on that podcast saying you need to reach out to people and businesses.
So I want to give you two sides to this.
Okay.
Number one is, well, you're probably going to hate me for saying it. The more people you ask, the more people are going to say yes.
Yes. I know it's a numbers game.
Yeah, you know. But hearing it sometimes makes you go, oh, okay, I'm going to go.
My husband's in sales. I've heard it.
Yay, husband, help us out. Yeah. Okay. Then the other thing is, how can we continue to tweak how we're doing the reach outs so that more of them say yes?
Right.
So walk me through, and I want to do my best to keep this in like a 30-minute container. So we're kind of moving quickly here, but do your best to walk me through. What did that email to the gym look like? Or was that it, what you just said?
Yeah, so I was an Instagram message and I just said like, hey, I'm in the parking lot and I see that you're opening your new studio. Congratulations. I live in the area and I paint murals and I can do logos, as in paint your existing logo on your wall. I can do a combination of a logo and a customized design. So if you're needing anything, let me know. Something along those lines.
So that's not bad, right? It's fairly decent reach out. Hey, congratulations. You gave them a nice compliment. You're doing great. That's cool that you're opening a new place. You also said, here's what I do. You informed them. Here's what I do and here's how I could do it. So actually, I kind of want to outline a quick process here for you. So I like to think about, if we're thinking about volume plus improvement, I'm going to reach out to 10 people in the same way. I'm going to come up with a kind of formula for myself, and I'm going to see how many people initially respond. It doesn't necessarily have to be a they ended up buying,
mm-hmm.
because that's step two or step three is how is my follow-up? How is my this? How's my that? But the first problem to solve is getting them to respond. So if I email, mm-hmm. Instagram, whatever, 10 businesses and say, compliment, inform, here's how I can do it. Do you need anything? If I follow that formula, how many of those 10 people respond? Once we have our data, we're playing numbers today. It's just the way it's going. It's cool. I know people, artists don't like to think in numbers, but.
This is all I've been thinking about the last few weeks, to be totally honest. So I'm in the headspace for it. Yeah.
Cool.
Give it to me.
Oh, sorry. So let's say 2 people respond. That's good information. And then you can do the same thing with, okay, of those 2 people, I'm going to respond in this way and see what happens, okay. from there. But that's the next step. Most people skip from, I talked to 10 people and 10 of them didn't buy, but they didn't count the middle wins where we were doing good things.
Right, where people just actually respond.
Yeah.
And are,
yeah.
receptive.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I don't know how to track. I don't even know how to, I should keep track of who I'm reaching out to and if I followed up or not. I feel like I have 5 different lists. And and I'm kind of afraid I'm getting started and then I'm going to drop 500 balls here.
Uh-huh.
Any recommendations on that front?
I'm trying real hard not to plug my stuff here. Because it felt pushy. But you should come work with me. But also, besides that, find a way that works for you to be able to document this stuff. Meaning, start with, do I do better on computer? Do I do better on paper? If I kept a journal where I could write this stuff down, or do I like spreadsheets, or do I like notes on my phone? Like, what's the easiest way for you to remain consistent in the initial tracking of it? So start with that. Thing 2 is, every time you make that reach out, their name needs to go down on that paper, app, whatever.
Right.
Because if that doesn't happen, it just goes off into the clouds somewhere. And then with it, your thoughts and your reminder to follow up and your blah, 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 blah. And then the next part of that is, when was the last time I talked to that person? And another part is, what was the last thing I said to them? And what's the next thing I need to do? So, for example, in this example that we're talking about right now, I reach out to 10 people. I write their names down. 8 of them don't respond. 2 of them do. So I know the next step for those 2 is to respond to their questions, answer them, give them the information that they're looking for. For the other 8, depending on your motivation, comfort level, ability to face your fears, maybe I need to send a follow-up to those 8.
Right.
But the more we work our way through this mentally, the more you can write down, this is my next step. My next step is either this or this with this person. And if they do this, then I do that. If they do this, I do that.
Right.
Let's pretend it's a spreadsheet. As it's in the spreadsheet, we have their name, we have the date, we reached out 2 weeks ago, haven't gotten a response, so I'm going to change the date to today, and I'm going to say, just want to make sure this didn't get lost in your inbox. By the way, I saw that post you did about the new weights, and those are my favorite. Whatever.
Yeah.
What's my formula I'm following here? I know that was semi-abstract, but it's hard to.
No, I get it. And that's, I understand the formula. And, you know, I've done that with other customers and some I'm still doing now. I'm just, it's getting, the more people I reach out to, I realize the clunkier that system is getting.
How do you feel about spreadsheets?
That's what I have. I don't know that I'm fully utilizing it or the correct way. I feel like it could be doing more for me. I don't know.
Okay. So after we get off this call, I'm going to send you an email about something I'm making called the Pocket Mentor.
Okay.
So next step is then we have done 10 reach outs. We got 2 yeses. How can I make a prediction of how I think this could work better? So instead of informing them of what I do, I could say, here's 2 ways painting a logo on your business would make you more money. Let's try that formula. And then we do 10 more people and see how many of those said yes. Or not yes, but how many of those responded. So you're just basically creating a sequence of steps, depending on where they're at, and trying to make each step work better as you do that. Because you could just stick with the original email and send it out to 500 people, and you'd get your 10. But we don't want to send 500 messages. That's annoying.
No, I do want to get smart about it. I do feel like I have limited time. And so I want to make the most of the time I have to progress the business.
Yeah. And part of that is doing the initial work where it does take more time so that you can get smarter about it, but it doesn't have to take forever. Mm-hmm. And our goal right now is 10 murals.
Yeah.
And that feels doable, I hope.
Yes. Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So between September 1st and now, today is March 5th. Let's call it a whole month. March, April, May, June, July, August, September. So our goal is a little bit more than 1 a month.
Yeah, that's definitely doable.
And if we can do more reach outs, more tests, we can probably way exceed that. But just having a goal that feels really hittable is motivating to me. When I have something that feels really unachievable, it goes one way or the other. Either it's like challenge accepted or freeze. One or the other. And it could be both at the same time. So I like 10 for you. In order to get 10, if using our numbers that we just collected, we tell 10 people and 2 of them give us a maybe, let's talk some more about it. And then we can get that number of 2 to, that's 1 yes. That means if I do 10 reach outs, I can get 1 mural. So our goal is 10 reach out per what?
Well, I had already set us a goal of 10 per week.
Okay.
I felt like that was doable. And then I got sick and I have not done that. I still feel like it is doable, though.
Trying to get a mural a month. Can we start next week with 2 or 3?
Absolutely. Yes.
And then do that a couple weeks in a row and hit it. And then make it 4.
Okay.
Hit it a couple times. And then make it 5. Like, work your capacity up in steps.
My thought was just desensitize myself and try to do 10 a week for like 2 months straight. And then to see how I felt after that.
Work. It might, depending on how much willpower and perseverance you have. I'd rather you make strides and healthy steps and make progress consistently.
Yeah, I think consistency is my big holdup. Would like to improve on.
But the consistency needs the willpower.
Yes.
So if you don't have to have the willpower, then you're more consistent.
That's true.
Like this whole catch 22 thing. All right. So we need to wrap up. But I just wanted to, I was reading this book by a guy named Ramit Sethi. I saw him on Netflix and I was like, he seems interesting. I'm going to read that. The last thing that I was reading, he was talking about, he was comparing it to weight loss. He would rather you cut, and I'm summarizing, but he would rather you cut out 1 piece of bread per week than say, I'm only going to eat 1,200 calories every day. Because one takes all this motivation and willpower. One is like, I could do that. And then this person, the motivation, willpower person, quits after 3 weeks. The one piece of bread person goes for a year and loses the weight because they just kept going.
Yeah, it's about creating a habit.
But even the habit, sometimes, depending on what the habit is, require that willpower. So what's just like a no-brainer? I can do that. So I can improve 5% over time.
And I'm feeling like the mindset shift already in reaching out, like pulling into that parking lot and being like, oh, there's a business opening up. Let me just pull them up on social media. And I was like, I'm just going to do it. Just going to send this message.
Mm-hmm.
The one that someone responded to. So I think having that in mind, too, is just having my eye out anytime I'm out.
Yeah. And then, you can count those or not count those in your numbers, whatever. But then you just get a little bit more confidence. And it's a little bit easier. And it just, the word habit comes back up here. It's just, I saw a new business and so I made an ask.
Reached out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So let's summarize here. Your next steps. What are you going to do? What are you taking away from this conversation that you're going to take action on next? I like to think about what is the next problem to solve. The next problem to solve is get 10 murals.
Yes. Yes.
So you don't have to think about it too hard yet. That's a, no. It's a bridge and it will come. But it's not.
No, but, you know, one of my thoughts for the future is also having big projects where I can do like 2 big projects in a month. And that's all I focus mm-hmm. on. So starting with the, you know, $1,000, $1,500 minimum, that's the beginning of that. Because obviously I don't want to jump straight to that. I'm not ready. But
you're never going to feel ready, though, which is why I made you put a number on it.
Yeah. But yeah, my next step is, you know, focusing on the next few murals that I do have lined up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to add one more little bitty tiny thing.
Okay.
Once you get to those 10 murals and you name your minimum, whatever you decided it was going to be, I think we'd said 1,500 and I messed that up. I want you to add one more parameter to who do I want to reach out to? What kind of project do I want?
Okay.
It could be anything. I have no idea what it's going to be yet, but at that time, you get to go just a tiny bit narrower.
I like that. Okay.
Okay. This was fun.
Oh, thank you. Yes, this was. Thank you for what you do.
What'd you say? I said, don't hate me, but I like talking math, even though I can't do it without a calculator.
I like to think about math, but not talk about it on the spot where I'm required to do it.
Right.
Yeah. I love talking numbers. I do. Yeah. But yeah, thanks for what you do. This is so unique.
Thanks.
Yeah. And that's something I've done with my other business, but not so much with this one. Don't know why. Just feel like I hadn't gotten to the point of really focusing on, the numbers. Maybe I did at some point.
It could be that it's something you really want to work. And you maybe even know a little bit how to make it work. And you're afraid that if you put on all that work and then it doesn't work, you'll be disappointed.
Yes. Yes. Maybe. Definitely a little bit of that.
I was just telling my client before I got on the phone with you. The more scary something is, or the more exciting something is, the more fear that comes along with it. It's just like, they go hand in hand. They're never separate. It's unfortunate, annoying, and wouldn't you rather have it that way than just never changing?
I mean, this is what I love doing this, and I know it. This is what I'm going to, like, what I am working towards next, however long it takes. I really don't want it to take forever to really replace the income I used to have. And yeah, that's where I'm at.
I think you're going to get there faster than you think you are.
You just let yourself take those little
baby steps.
Baby steps add up to a lot. Okay. Deb, where can people find your murals?
Deb Designs Murals, Instagram, Facebook.
Cool.
DebDesignsMurals.com. Yep. DebDesignsMurals.com. Yep.
Mm-hmm. All the things. Okay.
All things called Deb Designs Murals. Deb Designs was taken. So I got specific.
I think that's great. Because designs what?
So I wanted to leave it open-ended. But, you know, then we wouldn't be putting parameters on anything. And I probably wouldn't be where I am now. So.
Nope, you wouldn't. You're a lot further because that was taken. So, yay.
Thank you, other Deb, for making that decision Deb. For me.
Cool. Huh. All right. Well, it was lovely talking to you, Debbie. And
it was lovely talking to you, too. Thank you so much. This is helpful.
Great. I hope that you go forth and take all the actions.
I'm ready.
Do it.
With your extra little nuggets in my pocket.
And this will come out in like 3 months, and then you'll be like, ooh, I did this, but I didn't do that. And then you can start over.
Yeah, that's when I'll be like, let me find that piece of paper I wrote all those things down on.
Sticky notes. Sticky notes are good.
Yes. All right. Well, Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Have a good one.
You too.
Okay, I'm going to add one more little bitty tiny thing.
Okay.
Once you get to those 10 murals and you name your minimum, whatever you decided it was going to be, I want you to add one more parameter to who do I want to reach out to? What kind of project do I want?
Okay.
It could be anything. I have no idea what it's going to be yet, but at that time you get to go just a tiny bit narrower.
I like that. Okay.
Okay. This was fun.
Oh, thank you.
Don't hate me, but I like talking math, even though I can't do it without a calculator.
I like to think about math, but not talk about it on the spot where I'm required to do it.
Right.
Yeah. I love talking numbers. I do. But yeah, thanks for what you do. This is so unique.
Thanks.
Yeah. And that's something I've done with my other business, but not so much with this one. Don't know why. Just feel like I hadn't gotten to the point of really focusing on the numbers.
It could be that it's something you really want to work. And you maybe even know a little bit how to make it work. And you're afraid that if you put on all that work and then it doesn't work, you'll be disappointed.
Yes. Yes. Maybe. Definitely a little bit of that.
I was just telling my client before I got on the phone with you, the more exciting something is, the more fear that comes along with it. It's just like they go hand in hand. They're never separate. It's unfortunate, annoying. And wouldn't you rather have it that way than just never changing?
I mean, I love doing this and I know it. This is what I am working towards next, however long it takes. I really don't want it to take forever to really replace the income I used to have. And
I think you're going to get there faster than you think you are. You just let yourself take those little baby steps. Baby steps add up to a lot. Okay. Deb, where can people find your murals?
Deb Designs Murals, Instagram, Facebook, DebDesignsMurals.com.
Mm-hmm. All the things. Okay.
All things called Deb Designs Murals. Deb Designs was taken, so I got specific.
I think that's great. Because designs what?
So I wanted to leave it open-ended, but, you know, then we wouldn't be putting parameters on anything, and I probably wouldn't be where I am now. So,
nope, you wouldn't. You're a lot further because that was taken, so yay. All right, well, it was lovely talking to you, Debbie. And
it was lovely talking to you, too. Thank you so much. This is helpful.
Great. I hope that you go forth and take all the actions.
I'm ready.
Do it.
With your extra little nuggets in my pocket. All right. Well, Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Have a good one.
You too.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you haven't yet, be sure to hit subscribe so that you can get new episodes loaded straight onto your phone as soon as they're ready. And as an added bonus, When you subscribe, it helps other artists find this advice so we can learn how to make our art more valuable as a community. What could be better than that? And be sure to say hello and let me know you've been listening over on Instagram. My handle is @artistmarketcup. I would love to hear from you.